Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me. Hello, welcome back to the show.
Hello, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm so good. So good. How are you doing?
Me too. I'm feeling great. I feel like we're both in good vibes today and I'm super excited to jump in. We're going to make this a quick, snappy, high value episode all around something called the 1% method. And people that have been listening for a while have probably come across this concept because Doon, you love this, right? It's come up a few times.
I do love the 1% method. I operate and live by it.
Exactly. And when we were in Bali recently, you hosted a panel talk one evening. And it was along with Alex Econ from Intelligent Change and Marie and Jake Snow, two travel influencers. I mean, that doesn't encompass everything they do. They're brilliant. And I feel like this topic just kept coming up again and again. This idea of consistency, chipping away at things, playing the long game, and using the 1% method to build this compound effect of success over time. So,
this Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Let's dig into it.
Yes, let's dig into it. So you summed it up really well, but the 1% method really, I actually do feel like I talk about it all the time, but it really is the focus and the kind of like prioritizing literally just the 1%. So what does that mean? It means prioritizing taking daily tiny actions consistently over a long period of time. And eventually all of those millions of tiny actions really add up and, you know, compound. And so then you feel like you've been pushing this huge rock up a hill. And then eventually you get to the top of the hill and you're like, holy shit, I did it. And like, I'm finally here, even though it feels like you're not making much progress in the moment. And I think for me, the reason why I talk about it all the time is, I don't know, like life is just, you've got lots of stuff going on. There's like lots of projects you're working on. Like you're balancing like your personal life, your, you know, your love life, your friendships, your family, your hobbies, your pets, like whatever. And sometimes it just feels like you're not getting enough done. And or even like for me, sometimes I'm like not motivated, or like I have my period, I feel like shit. I'm like far out, I can't get anything done. And that idea of like achieving so much in a day just like goes out the window. And so for me, it's really about, okay, what's the 1% thing that I could do today that shifts the needle forward? And usually I'm like, okay, what is the one thing that if I just get this done and off my list, I'll be proud of myself that I like, you know, took that action. So maybe it's like something you've been delaying on that you've been kind of like, I know I need to do this and it's actually really important, but I haven't been doing it. It's kind of like choosing that one thing to do and getting it off your list and then being like, okay, well, whatever else is, you know, not going to happen today, but I did that one tiny thing. And when you do this consistently over a long period of time, eventually that compound effect over, you know, 12 months, 5 years, 10 years time is just so significant. And I also think that when we're building businesses, it really is just millions of tiny actions. And it's the same as like, you know, social media or building a podcast or a TikTok channel, whatever it is, nothing happens overnight. It's this tiny action consistently over a long period of time. And it's a habit and a skill that you need to master, because of course we all want everything to happen overnight. We all want everything to happen really quickly, but consistent action over the long term is where the magic happens.
Absolutely. And it's maybe not the sexy thing that gets the headlines and gets these crazy stories. And I think that's why we either forget about it or we think that things should just happen overnight, because those are the stories that make the headlines. And I read a stat. I think this whole concept comes from James Clear's Atomic Habits. I read about it in there once, so we'll link that in the show notes. Great book. And in there, he highlights it as, if you do 1% of improvement for 2 years every single day, after those 2 years, you'll be 1,400 times better at that thing, which is just mind-blowing, right? It's huge. It's better than working at something 5% every single day, completely exhausting yourself, going above and beyond, and not being able to maintain that consistency and playing the long game and getting completely burnt out. Like you're saying, it's a way to be kind to yourself while still really keeping the needle moving and keeping the ball rolling.
Totally. And I think the other way that you can also view the 1% method is like, you can implement it into your kind of like home life and personal life. You might be like, oh, I'm just not in the mood to do the dishes, like, or I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to like clean up, you know, something or whatever. But it's like, if you just like let the 1% kind of pop into your mind and you're like, you know what, 1% better, I am going to just do the dishes. Like, it's just like this tiny little thing, and it can like help you kind of just take those tiny actions to just do that one thing in the moment and be like, yep, 1%, that'll be 1% better. And I'll be happy with myself like after I've done the thing. So you can also really use it in like your home life, your personal life to make tiny improvements.
Absolutely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I was talking about this yesterday, and something came up which got me thinking, and I wanted to get your take on this. And it's, how do you balance this consistent action? So doing something every single day and sticking with it and staying on track with this need to pivot and change and be flexible. Because I feel like we hear both narratives, and I think they can live alongside each other. But how would you kind of see this?
Yeah. So I think that for me, and I think I was talking about this last week when I was at the Start Made event, but for me, you know, I've obviously done a lot of different pivots in my career and with different businesses and things like that. And I really operate under that theory of, like, you've got to try things and find things that you don't like to move closer to what you do like. And so I have pivoted multiple times. And when I look back in hindsight, why I've pivoted was because I wasn't really in the past working on something that I felt truly connected to. Like, I hadn't found my thing. I didn't have a strong purpose and a strong why and a strong North Star. And so when you do eventually, you know, try a bunch of things and you finally land on this thing that feels good and you love and you feel that it's in alignment with what you want to be kind of putting out in the world and who you want to be, I think that when you do find that, it makes it easier to just continually chip away at, because you're kind of just, you're knowing that your North Star is really clear and you're working towards that. And it makes it easier to ride the low seasons and the low points versus, like, if you don't really have a strong connection to something or a strong purpose, it's really easy to give up because you're like, you know what? I actually just don't care about this that much and I just don't really like it. So, like, I'm going to move on from this. So yeah, having a strong North Star and having a strong purpose kind of, like, keeps you going in those times when it's tough and you don't really feel, I don't know, like you're thriving, I guess. So yeah, that helps me stay kind of, like, consistent and just being able to, like, even just get that one tiny thing done that day and then be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of my day away from my computer because I'm not being productive.
Uh-huh. And I think that North Star, it's such a good point, because especially in working at something consistently every day, I think it doesn't need to mean kind of lack of adaptability or resistance to change. Like when you have that North Star there and you're working towards that goal, it doesn't mean that on your way there, you can't pivot and stay open to change and find easier ways to reach that North Star. As long as that North Star remains the same, you're free within that to find your way to get there, if that makes sense.
Totally. And I think actually there's two kind of like sayings, or not even sayings, but two kind of sayings that go together here. And it's like, you should be obsessed with the problem, because the product will iterate and evolve. And that's like kind of part of the startup journey. And it still applies for your North Star. It's like, if you're obsessed with your North Star and like what you're doing in the world, maybe the product or the pathway is like a bit windy and it takes you like in different directions, but you're still kind of going back to that North Star or that problem that you're solving, that really big, juicy problem. And yeah, like I think in the startup world, and especially, you know, the more I hang around with VCs and things like that, it's very much like be obsessed with the problem, not the solution, because the solution will change over time. And I think that also applies for your kind of North Star.
Oh, I love that. That's brilliant. Do you have any tips or tidbits that have helped you stay on track, especially on those days where you're feeling meh and you feel like giving up and it's hard to even do that 1%?
Oof, I really structure my days around small moments of joy. So even if I'm having a shitty day, I just try and pack in like the tiny things that I absolutely have in my control that I love to do. So cold showers.
Glimmers. They call this glimmers now instead of triggers.
Oh, glimmers. I love that. I didn't know that. Yeah, so like a cold shower. I just love to start my day with a coffee. I love to like cuddle with my dog. These tiny little things that, as long as they're like packed in and you prioritize these like small moments of joy, you can still have a great day. So like going for a swim at the beach or just going down to even see the water. And yeah, cold showers is definitely a big one for me.
That's a biggie, right?
Yeah.
And at the start of this, I remember going through this process a few years back in therapy, having a week where I would just note down absolutely everything that made me happy in a day, because it can be hard to kind of pull these things from the sky. And the thing that might be something for someone might not be the thing for you. But if you self-audit yourself for a whole week, and every time you have one of those moments of like, ah, I love this, write it
literally
down, and then you know exactly kind of which things to pour into your week to keep that positivity up.
Yes.
Good vibes.
To fill your cup. It can be even as simple as like just going and putting your feet on the grass outside, or like looking up into to the sun and getting some vitamin D on your face. Like the simple things that you really can do consistently every single day, and you know that it just brings you a glimmer of joy.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Love that. Me too.
I wanted to leave listeners with just a little advice piece, because we've had a few stories on the podcast that are just brilliant consistency stories and really highlight this idea of, you know, reaching overnight success after 10 years and keeping going even when you face failure, and keeping persistent and keeping on the grind. So I'll link those both in the show notes, but it's one episode with Angela Scott, the founder of the office of Angela Scott, and a brilliant recent episode with Showpost founder Jane Liu, which talks all through her journey and the power of not giving up. So I hope that inspires some of you.
Love both of those episodes. I was just with Jane a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, she has such a powerful story of, you know, the pivot and the resilience and the not giving up. So definitely take a listen. And if you liked this quick masterclass in the 1%, do let us know in the Facebook group so we can do more of them.
Yeah, please do.
That's the pod. See you next week.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.